One second, please, everybody. Sorry, we have a technical difficulty here. I just need a moment, please. Just take one moment to solve this problem. Okay, let's begin. Let us begin. Okay, this week is Parshas Bichu Kosai. What, sorry? This week is Parshas Bichu Kosai. We are only laying one Parsha. Last week we laid Parsha Bahar, Parsha Bichu Kosai. It's Shabbos Mezorchim, and it's Shabbos Chazak. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Shabbos Chazak and Shabbos Mevorchim. Today, the key word, the code word for this generation is anyone want to guess what the word is? This is the buzzword. The buzzword that we're all in desperate search for. What? Impeach? Okay, that's true. Impeach, that's very interesting. You said that. But amongst the frum community, the Orthodox community, the word is chizuk. Everyone is walking around the streets in search of chizuk. Chizuk, that's the way it is. That's for some reason we are obsessed with seeking inspirational speakers to gain words of chizuk. And this week we have chizuk because when we conclude Parshas Bichu Kosai, the entire tzibur gets up and says chazak. Chazak v'nis chazek. The Baal Kori also says, when the Tzibur says chazak chazak v'nis chazek, so the Baal Kriya, he repeats, he says chazak chazak v'nis chazek. Question, to whom is the Tzibur reciting chazak chazak v'nis chazek in unison? Who are they saying it to? So the truth is, the real honest truth, the real source for chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek is the people in the tzibur, they are saying it to the person who got the aliyah. They're giving him kavod. They're saying to him, I don't think it was ever meant to be a term of chizuk. You're depressed and you need psychological help. That's not the way it was ever meant to be used. Is that he got the aliyah. He's the one who got this aliyah for whatever reason. He was selected to be Messiah in the Chumash. And when he finishes the aliyah, the entire tzibur, they look at him, they point at him, and they say to him, you were the one that was honored with the conclusion of this Chumash. May you be blessed. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Different expression, you should be strengthened in every possible way. That's the emes. That's really how it started. That it could be that there are different sources as to what exactly was said. It wasn't necessarily said the words chazak chazak v'nis chazek, whatever it is. But that's how we say it today. This is the truth. Today, it's not the way it is perceived. Today, when the olam says chazak chazak v'nis chazek, the way the average person perceives this response is we're talking to ourselves, or we're talking to the tzibur, or we're talking to Klal Yisrael. We were Messiahim Chumash Vayikra, Torah Mateshes Koichos Shaladom. When you learn Torah, it weakens you. Or we've learned quite a bit. There are a lot of lessons that we studied when we went through the entire Chumash Vayikra. And there's a lot to think about, a lot to reflect upon, a lot to do, a lot to work on. And we should strengthen ourselves to be true and to fulfill every word that's written in this Chumash. I think that's the way the average person understands, perceives the meaning of saying chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. So you'll say, but it's not correct. No, not necessarily. Even though it's clear as day, I once had a discussion with the Talmud Chacham about this. Even though it's clear as day, is that originally when the minig began, the purpose of saying chazak chazak v'nis chazek is to speak to the the one who got the Aliyah, he is the one to whom we are addressing the words Chazak Chazak. But today, that's not the way we really look at it. We look at it that we're talking to ourselves. We're talking to ourselves. We're talking to the group. We're talking to Klal Yisrael. We've studied the entire Chumash. We've learned a lot. Halavai, halavai, we can be mechazik ourselves to take the words of the Torah and to use it as a springboard that we should strive for greater things and we should be successful. Correct? Isn't that the way the average person understands this? But there is still one thing that we carry over lahalacha. And that is, if anyone here is zoicha to get the chazak, to get the last aliyah, the one who gets the aliyah does not say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Yes? Who says? Shulchan Harav says that you should say, even the one who gets the aliyah, even us. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, it's a discussion. It's actually Yishtaka should say it. Interesting. Now, my nafkamina, it happens, it's not so common to see this, but what happens if the Baal Kuriya is the Oile? If the Baal Kuriya, normally the way it's done is the Shliach Tzibi finishes the last pasuk. The last words are Bahar, Behar, Har, Sinai, and the whole Olam says, Chazak, Chazak, Viniz Chazek, and then the Shliach Tzibi repeats, Chazak, Chazak, Viniz Chazek. But what happens if the one who got the aliyah is the Baal Kriya? So he can't be the one that says Chazak Chazak v'nis Chazek. So then what do you do? So then someone else concludes. Then the Gabbai or the Rabbi, someone else stands by the Bima, and when he finishes Bahar Sinai and the Olam says Chazak Chazak v'nis Chazek, so another person in the audience, he is appointed to be the one that concludes Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. But the one that gets the Aliyah, let's say in a regular situation where the one that gets the Aliyah is not the Baal Kriya, he should be instructed. Not everyone knows the Halacha. That's the common minhag. I know you're telling me that, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav says otherwise. Einochinami. We'll work out the point. We're supposed to prove the point that the whole perception has changed. But the one that gets the Aliyah, it would constitute a possible hefsik. It's a hefsik. What?
He can make the bracha first, and then say.
Yeah, but then it's already more than Tochadei Dibor. It's not saying we're dealing with the Tzibor. You can do it wherever you want. You can be Menadev $1 million after get the Aliyah. but why? Because first of all, let's understand this Ikkar source. First of all, forget about a hefsik. It doesn't make sense. You don't give yourself a Yashar Koyach. Okay, when you get an Aliyah, so you shake the hand of the Gabbai, the Baal Kriya, the Gabbai Sheni, the Rabbi, and you shake yourself. Yes, Shekach to myself. You shake yourself, your own hand. It's ridiculous. So if everyone is saying to you, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, it's a little funny that you should say to yourself, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. It's not normal. It's just funny to say to yourself that I should. It's something that people say to you. Furthermore, there's a halachic issue. It's not part of Takonas Chazal. There's a Takonah there's a Kriya, and the Kriya is sandwiched with a Bracha Lefonecha and a Bracha Achareha, and whenever you have a situation where there's a Bracha before and a Bracha after, you're not allowed to be Mafsik. You're not allowed to speak in the middle. There's a whole question of Akdamas. That's why today we don't do Akdamas in the middle of the laning. Because since we're not doing the Targum, we're not translating the Psukim, the Hakdamas is only an introduction. How can you, the person, make a bracha on the laning, and then in the middle of the laning, after one pasuk, be mafsik and read this eloquent reshus, and then go back to the laning? You have to make a bracha acharoina. If you have to make a bracha acharoina, you're not allowed to talk in between the bracha rishon and the bracha acharoina. So at the time of Chazal, where they actually translated every single pasuk, so then it's all tuffle to the Ikkar translation. But today, when we don't do that, it's a be a hefsik. That's why most shuls, they do not recite akdamas after the oile makes the bracha, but they recite the akdamas before the bracha because of this exact problem. So the one that gets the aliyah does not say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Are you mentioning that not everyone agrees with this? And that's because obviously the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek is like, already has changed. It's said by the Tzibur, we talk to ourselves. We say to ourselves, we say to Klal Yisrael, we say to the community, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. So it's not really funny. You're not saying it to yourself, you're saying it to Klal Yisrael. And furthermore, And furthermore, we don't consider it to be a hefsek because this is part of what it's done. It's part of the minog. So it's part of the whatever you have to work it out why it should not be a problem. Okay, in a chanan. But the common minog that I've always seen is that in places where they're serious and they pay attention to these things is they tell the one that gets the aliyah, you may not be aware, but you should not say chazak, chazak, v'nis, chazik, because it will be a hefsek. So, Rabbi, so all I want to say is, and this is a hakdama, it's an incredible insight. Today, we're all looking for chizuk. It's a reality. We're all in a state of mind of uncertainty. We are dulled. We are stunned by the chaos that exists in the world. And we all need chizuk. And you go to shul, everyone is screaming on the top of their lungs, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Give me chizuk, chizuk, chizuk. There's only one guy in shul that's not screaming on the top of his lungs, help me, I need chizuk. Help me. You know who that is? The fellow who made a bracha on the Torah. The fellow who the Torah is so alive to him, he makes a bracha. Asher bochar banu mikol ho'amim v'nosan lanu es Torah soy. And he concludes, Asher nosan lanu Torah SMS. It's an incredible Musa Haskell. The ultimate chizuk is learning Torah. It's a moments when you come to learn Torah, it's a few moments of serenity, of peace, of MS. This is the chizuk. Everyone who's not making the bracha, they're just looking, they're observing, they're listening, they taka need chizuk. But if you immerse yourself to whatever level you can, each person on their own level, whatever they can do, how much time they have available, whatever they can do, to attach yourself to the study of Torah seriously, ad kedei kach, you can make a bracha, that's the chizuk. That is the ultimate chizuk. You don't need to lose your voice and scream, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. It's a very simple Musa Haskel. Yeah. Different types of chizuk. There are different. There are different. You're right. That type of ayin padam l'Torah. They're both correct. It saps your strength, so you need chizuk. But let's talk about the other type of chizuk. There's another type of chizuk of dealing with life, just getting through the day. Wake up during the day. How many things are on your agenda? How many problems, how many issues do you have in your life? Everyone has issues. No one is spared. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Society is complex. We live in times where everything is super duper complex. And it's not easy. People need chizuk. You need an upper. And where are you going to find it? We're all searching. The only guy in shul that's not looking for chizuk is the fellow who made the bracha. The person that's immersed in the words of Torah. Why? Because this is the ultimate chizuk, the study and the learning of Torah. Okay, now, that note, let's take something similar. Chazal tell us, the first part of this parasha everyone knows is Ibn Bichu Gosai Teilechu. Rashi says, this refers to Sheyuhu Shetihiyu Amelim B'Torah. Mani Mekayim Im Bichu Gosai Teilechu Shetihiyu Amelim B'Torah. The study, the toil of studying Torah. Now, we'll come back to this in a moment. Later on in the Teichacha, there is an emphasis of Mi'ilah. The Im Lois Sishmu'uli. We have the Teichacha. Very frightening, laning the Shabbos, the Teichacha. The Im Lois Sishmu'uli Lois Hasu'is Kol HaMitzvayis Ho'ela. V'im B'chusai Timosu. If you are Moyes in my Chukim, we go on, and it goes on later to say the words of the Afgam Zois Let me find them. I'm looking for the word Mi'ila. Asher Mo'alu Vi. So where in Limsa's find the title, find the exact pasuk, chapter and verse. The word Ni'ila, Shem uses the word Ni'ila. Can't seem to find it. Galachtem, Gachaltem, Shmatati, Vieschem, Vaisa, Ostirze, Vavati, Vachoschem, Vishnachem, Avanam. Here it is, the very, very end, okay, the very end. Visvadu es Avoinam, they will confess their sins, Vies Avoin Avoisam, Bimalam. What does the word Ma'alam mean? In their transgression. A mi'ila. Mi'ila usually refers to a violation. Bima'alo masher mo'aluvi. When we use the word is repeated. The afki ho hu imi bikari. The word ma'alam would not appear to be the perfect word to use to describe the transgression, the violation that Klal Yisrael has for the Torah. The word mi'ila is usually used in reference to kodoshim. We know the halacha is, if you have an object that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, if a person misappropriates this item and uses it for his own personal benefit, he's violated the law of Mi'ila. It's a Masechta. It's a whole Masechta in Shas, Masechta Mi'ila. Using objects that belong to the Beis HaMikdash for your own personal use. What is the halacha? You are obligated, first of all, to pay back the Beis HaMikdash its the benefit, the value, plus an additional fifth. And number two, you have to bring a korban asham. Asham mi'ilas. Okay, now, Chazal tell us, on Tisha B'Av, we all are used to hearing, Alma of the heart. It is the Haftorah of Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, we lay in the Haftorah in Yirmiyah, and we read the psukim where Hashem asked the question. Alma, the Navi asked the question. Alma of the Haaretz. Why was the land lost? Why did we suffer galus? And the question was posed to the Talmidei, to the average person in the street, and to the Talmidei Chachamim, and to the Nevi'im, and to the Malachim, and no one can come up with the correct answer. Every single individual and even every malach that was asked this question struggled to find the core, the source of why Klal Yisrael went into exile. There was no answer. Hashem says, I will then have to tell you the answer. And the answer is, Sheloi Beruchoi Batoira Techila. Ozu es Toirasi, you have abandoned my Torah. And Chazal understand this expression to mean you did not recite a baracha before you would study the words of the Torah. Before a person learns Torah, there's an obligation to recite a bracha. Every day we say three brachas. The Harevna, and really we say Asher Kedoshanu, we say La'asoik, I take it back to La'asoik B'divrei Soira, which leads into the Harevna, which is understood to mean a second blessing, and then Asher Bochar Banu. And likewise, there's even really a fourth bracha, the bracha of Ahava Rabba. And then we say at night, we say Ahavas Oilam. So you want to go look at the big picture of things, you have at least five blessings every single day that a person recites when he learns over the learning of Torah. Hashem complained to Klal Yisrael, you're studying my Torah, you're using the Torah, and you're not making a bracha before you recite the Torah. And all the commentators are baffled. What? For that? Because you didn't make a bracha, we suffered exile. We suffered the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't seem that the punishment fits the crime. And the commentators, they give many, many, there's so many different approaches to understand the depth of what it means, Shloi Berucha Batara Tchila. But I think the common denominator of all of the answers that you will find is there's a lack of appreciation. A lack of appreciation for the gift that Hashem has given us the gift of Torah. Now let's go a little bit further. We know there's a halacha that if a person eats food, you eat food without making a bracha. You take a piece of cake, you take a cup, a glass of juice, even a cup of water if you're thirsty, and you consume it, you eat it, and you do not make a bracha. Chazal say, ki'ilu mo'al. Anyone that benefits from this world, food, and does not recite a blessing, it's as if they are in violation of the laws of Mi'ila. Everything in this world has a holy purpose. They use that exact term. If you benefit from food without reciting a blessing, it's as if you transgressed the prohibition of Mi'ila. How could that possibly be? Food is not the property of the Beis HaMikdash. What Chazal mean to say, it's true, it may not be the property of the Beis HaMikdash, but it resembles the property of the Beis HaMikdash to respect that it has a holy purpose. When you eat food, it's not just that you should be full, it's that you should be able to have strength to serve Hashem. So in essence, the food really is holy. And if you don't appreciate that, if you don't make the bracha to acknowledge that this is Hashem's food, and I'm now going to use it in order to have strength, in order to serve Hashem and fulfill the mitzvahs of Torah and Hashem's laws, then you have misappropriated a gift, something that is holy, and it's as if you are in violation of Mi'ilah, in violation of the laws of Mi'ilah. Now, when you take that idea, now this is not my vart, as I saw this in the very choshev sefer called Divrei Yirmiyahu, and he writes, if you take that idea that Maimer Chazal, that it says in regard to eating food, and you look at the Toichecha, the end of the Toichecha, and you connect it to the beginning of the Toichecha, it's a whole new Toichecha. The Toichecha begins, all of our problems start because, something we really, really, it's hard for us to understand, Im Bichukosai Im. The brachas begin with Im Bichukosai Teilechu, and then that's the opening, the beginning, really the parallel to the Teichacha, which is V'im Loisishmuli, V'loisasu Es Kol HaMitzvayso Eila, V'im Bichukosai Timasu. And Rashi says in the first words of the Teichacha, V'im Loisishmuli, Lihyois Amelim B'Torah. The Teichacha opens, literally, V'im Loisishmuli. Rashi says, if you do not listen to me, to be amelim b'Torah. And it goes on and on and on and on. The greatest horrors that man has ever seen are listed. And then at the very, very end, it says, maybe finally you'll get it. At the end of all of these curses, v'hizvadu, you'll confess, es avoinam, v'es avoin avoisam, b'ma'alam, asher mo'aluvi. What? What mi'ila? Mi'ila in its literal sense, what are you talking about? Okay, so we're going to say it's a borrowed term. What's the borrowed term? Transgression. You'll now confess all of the transgressions that you have committed, and that's why you were deserving of all of these curses. No, it's much, much more, it's much better. The word ma'alam is very precise, and it's concluding the Teichacha by taking us back to the very beginning of the Teichacha. The beginning of the Teichacha tells us everything starts with a lack of the study of Torah. And not just the study of Torah, it has a much greater flavor of to be busy. She'tihiyu amelim b'Torah. That doesn't mean obviously you have to go sit and learn the whole day, 18 hours a day, nonstop. But it means obviously a connection, a very deep connection to the Torah. What is Malmo of the Haaretz? What do Chazal say? Sheloi beruchu b'Torah techila. In their terminologies, you do not make a blessing. Where do we find the lack of making a blessing? A blessing when you do not make a blessing on food, it's ki'ilu mo'al. If you don't make a blessing on food, it's as if you have taken an item which belongs to the Beis Hamikdash and you have used it for your own personal benefit. The Torah, the Teichacha begins, if you're not going to be diligent in the study of Torah, in your connection to Torah. In Chazal's understanding, what does that really mean? If you do not make a blessing on the words of Torah. If you do not make a blessing on food, that's a violation of Mi'ila. How much more so if you do not make a blessing on the words of Torah and you use the Torah to live your life, how much more so is that a violation of Mila? In other words, we don't even begin to appreciate the values, the benefit that the Torah gives us and gives society. Even the Goyim, the whole America is built on the foundation of the Bible. It's a given. And even in society at large, the trickle-down effect of the values of America, Chesed, and many other things, which is all built on the Bible, and all comes from Judaism, all comes from the Torah, we don't have any appreciation of what benefit the Torah is to this world. And if a person does not have that appreciation, and appreciation is defined in terms of making a blessing. You don't make a blessing, meaning I don't appreciate the sanctity, the value, the gift of the Torah. This, and you continue to live your lives, and you're nene from the values of what Torah has given to this world, that is the ultimate me'ila. And therefore, all of the pieces of the Teichacha fit in like a perfect puzzle. The beginning of the Teichacha is if you're not going to be Amelim Batorah. Amelim Batorah is just another way of saying you don't appreciate the Torah. Another way of saying that is if you don't make a Baracha. There are just different ways to say exactly the same thing. Alma of the Haaretz, why was the Teichacha fulfilled? The Chorban Beis Hamikdash was the fulfillment of the Teichacha. Alma of the Haaretz, Al-Sha Ozvu Es Teirasi. What does that mean? There's other ways of saying the same thing. You didn't make a blessing. You did not appreciate the Torah. You were not amelim the Torah. And when you don't make a bracha on something which gives you benefit, gives you value, and it is holy, what is that called? That is called mi'ila. Therefore, we now have a much greater appreciation at the end of the Torah when it says, "Vizvadu esavoyna v'esavoyna v'osam b'ma'alom asher mo'aluvi." You didn't appreciate the gift of the Torah. If you don't appreciate the gift of the Torah, we start with this and we end with this. And this, indeed, is the perfect hakdama to Shavuos. Chazal tell us, we have to lay the Teichacha right before the Yom Tif of Shavuos. The calendar, the laying of the parashios was arranged by design. It was designed that we should lay the parasha of the Teichacha right before Shavuos. Yeah, we went a little bit of a hefsek 1 week, so we didn't go directly from the Teichacha into Matan Torah, but it should be positioned in this part of the year. In order, so Chazal give one answer, Tichle Shana V'Kililoiseha. Let all of the curses come to an end before we begin the new year. The giving of the Torah is a new world. It's considered to be a new year. That's one element. But there's another dimension, and that is we need to pay attention to what it says in the beginning of the Teichacha and the end of the Teichacha as an introduction to the season, to the Zman of Matan Torah, to have an appreciation of what Torah is that demands Amelus B'Torah, the Bracha on the Torah, 5 times a day that we make a Bracha on the Torah, and that is what protects us from everything that it says in the Teichacha. And as the Teichacha concludes, we don't want it to come to a point of hisvadu esavoyna v'esavoyna v'esam b'ma'alon, because the lack of appreciation for the holy matter that Hashem has given Klal Yisrael is in fact in a violation of the laws of Mi'ila. Okay, let's go to another idea. What? Amelus. Amelus, very good. Think about that. That's right. It's also true. Those are relationships. Amelus. Amelus and Mi'ila is the same as, not in order, but the same was very, very good. Okay, let's now go to another quick idea. This year is unique in that we break up the parashas Bahar and Bichukos. Most of the time, Bahar and Bichukos are read together, but this year it's separated. And that means that before we lay the Teichacha, there are 3 aliyos. Normally, all of this is part of, it's all 2 aliyos. It's the middle of the laning. I don't know which Ali is it, I don't remember which Ali is, but you know, really, it goes to the Teucha Shishi, and then it's Chamishi goes until it includes part of the Brachos, and then Shishi, you have a few Pesukim of Bracha, and you go into the Teucha. But this year, being that we lay in the Parashio separately, we have three, the Teuchacha is the third Aliyah, Shlishi, which means, and the Parasha begins with blessings. We call up the Koyein and we lay in three Pesukim. We call up the Levi and we lay in three Pesukim. And we call up the Yisrael. Normally, we don't call them up. But normally, the minig is to give the third Aliyah to the Baal Kiriya. He, the one that gets the Teuchacha, the one that lanes, usually is the one that gets that Aliyah. And we don't. And there are some shuls that don't even say Ya'amoid. There are many, many minhagmas that how to give the Aliyah to the one that gets the Teuchacha. Some shuls, most shuls, you don't make a big deal about it. You call them up Ya'amoid, Ploini ben Ploini, Shlishi. Okay? You don't make any big deal. And when he finishes the Aliyah, you make a Mishaberach like nothing ever happened. Some shuls are a little more sensitive, so they don't call him up. He just, on his own, he says, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, he starts the Aliyah. There are extreme cases, some shuls, there are some in Minhagim, which I don't even know if they still exist today, where they don't even make a Baracha on this Aliyah. They finish the Aliyah, they finish the Pesukim right before the Teuchacha. They go all the way until the end of the blessings, and then the person that got the Aliyah makes the Bracha, and then after he makes the Bracha, the Baal Kriya, he reads the Teuchacha without someone making a Bracha Lefaneha Uliacharecha.
The ultimate.
You're not appreciating what it says, so this is something which is not, you don't see done anymore today. There were places, it could be, someone told me he knows of a shul, they still do it like this. Chassidish, a certain Chassidish, they still do, but it's very, very uncommon, and today we don't make any big deal about it. The one that gets the Aliyah is the Baal Kriya, and it's a very big toros to go and to mumble it. Okay, people they say it very, very low, and you can't hear a word they say, and they mumble it. That is Shaloi Kehalacha. You say it a little bit lower. It doesn't say anywhere in any makar to lay in the Teuchacha lower. I think it says to lay in a little bit faster, but it doesn't say to lay in it lower.
They rush it.
It says to lay in a little bit quicker, but not to swallow the words. So the minig, though, is, b'liyotzim min haklal, is to lay in it a little bit lower and a little faster, but every single word should be pronounced. And I don't know, they say that if a person says the words, so that is, so you yoytze, with the teichacha, if you skip the words, you mumble the words, then rachman litzlan, then it'll have to come out, whatever that means, whatever it is. So it's not something which people should just gloss over. And I used to see years ago, people make mamash litzanis, they make out of it. They just comes teichacha, finished. And you don't hear a word they said, and that's certainly not that's not the way to go. There are many unique halachas. If you find a psul in the Sefer Torah, in the middle of the teichacha, you don't stop. Okay, it's the only place where if you find a psul in while you're leaning from the teichacha, you continue leaning as if there is no psul. It's the only place where you're not allowed to be mafsik. You can't make a hesafa in the middle of the teichacha. Okay, very unique halachas. If Baal Kriya makes a mistake, do you correct him? You probably do. You do correct him, but to a degree. You don't dwell. Don't dwell. Teuchacha is not something that you dwell on like you dwell on other lanings. Now, in any event, going back over here, but before you lay the Teuchacha, you give, the way we do it is we don't begin with the Teuchacha. You begin with Psukim of Bracha. So I find it very fascinating this year, if you look at the Brachas that you give the Koyein and the Levi and the Yisrael, to a degree, it actually matches up with the bracha, the appropriate bracha you would want to give to a Kohen, and the appropriate bracha you'd want to give to a Levi. The Yisrael is a little bit harder, but there's something there for the Yisrael as well. What do I mean? When you give the bracha, what's the first bracha? You call the Kohen. This year, unique. You call up the Kohen. What is a Kohen? Traditionally, what was a Kohen? A Kohen has no karka. It doesn't go to work. He doesn't own property. A kohen works in the Beis Hamikdash. There's no chelik Levi. The Levim Shevet Levi did not get a chelik in the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem hu nachalosoi. What did they do the whole day? They taught Torah. They were the teachers. They were the milandim of Klal Yisrael. And where did they derive their income? Shruma. Shruma was given. So look at the bracha. You give the kohen a bracha. Im b'chosai teilechu. If you go in my chukim, amelim b'toro. Who from Klal Yisrael specializes in the inyan of amelim b'toro? The kohanim. That's what they did. Okay? A kohen literally means a teacher. They say a nation of teachers. Teach the umay so'olam about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teachers. Yes, mitzvah say tishmiru v'asis ma'isam. So Hashem says, you know what the bracha is? You don't got to worry about parnasa. You're the ones who don't have, because you don't have any karka. V'nasati gishmechem b'itam v'nasnaris yivula v'eitz ha'sadeh yitein p'yoy v'sinchem da'yish v'sivus y'sisera. And Klal Yisrael will have an abundance of produce. And if they are blessed with produce, that means the percentage of truma is very great. They'll give lots of truma. V'achaltem lachmechem lasoiva. If Klal Yisrael has an abundant crop, there'll be a lot of truma. You'll eat your bread lasoiva. V'shavtem levetach ba'artzechem. You live in security in your land. The kohanim who are in the Beis Hamikdash, they will, even though they don't have any karka, we're addressing what bothers them. We don't have any land. Okay, but let's leave it for now. Next, now we call up the Levi. Yamoid, we call up the Levi. What does the Levi do? The Levi sings Shira. The Levi has a very unique role, which really, to a degree, define their essence. They stand in Shemira. At every gate, okay, they are the doorkeepers. The gatekeepers. They stand, a Levi is stationed at every entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. 24-7. Kohanim also in certain places, but primarily the Levim. The Levim are the guardians. They are the guardians of the Beis HaMikdash. They are the defense force. The Chayalei Tzva Hagana Li Yisrael. Okay, they are the Israeli defense force. They are the ones who stand as Shomerim at the Beis HaMikdash. Look at the bracha we're giving the Levim. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, peace. U'shchavtem, you'll go to sleep, ein macharit. V'shvati chayor ro'ah min aretz, all of the hilarious out there, the vilde chayas, the goyim out there. V'cherev lo'savar bi'artzechem. U'rdavtem es oyveichem. It's all about war. It's all about the defense of Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that what the Levim, isn't that their job? They are the Shomrim. They are the gatekeepers. Okay, they also do other things as well. They sing Shira, but it's their, that's their main role. V'naflu lefnechem l'chorev, v'radfu mikem chamisha mi'ah mikem rov, v'yidorfu v'naflu levech lefnechem l'chorev, ufanis yaleichem, v'fredet. Now then, look at this bracha. We're giving specifically the Levim a bracha of Puriya Urviya. Why? Chazal say that they carried the Oroin. And the Oroin did not tolerate nonsense. And many Levim died. They were Moiser Nefesh to carry them, because if you were not 100% B'Kedusha V'Tahara, they died. So as Chazal said, they were severely diminished by the Oroin. And likewise, Sheva Levi was not Zoicha to the Bracha of Peru, six children in one shot, because they were not part of the Shibud. They were the smallest tribe. Therefore, they needed a blessing to be replenished, because they did not have the bracha of Shisha, of six children in one shot, and they were the ones who carried the Oroin. Chazal say the Oroin took the lives of many of the Levim because of the intense demand for Kedusha. So it's to them that the pasuk says, "Ufanisi aleichem, I will direct my attention to you, v'hifreisi eschem, v'hirbeisi eschem." Don't worry, Shevet Levi. You're Isaac in the study of Torah, and you feel deprived that you are not zoicha to the blessing that Klal Yisrael received of uvenei Yisrael paru vayishutzu vayatzmu. The pasuk that says they increased me'oid me'oid. Don't worry, you'll be blessed. Vakimoisi as brisi yitchem, I will establish the bris. So therefore, the bracha for Shevet Levi is perfect. This year, when you break up the blessings into Koyein and Levi, the Koyein were focusing on Torah and mitzvahs, and indeed, this is the role of the Kohanim. That's exactly what the Kohanim is all about. And we're telling them, Parnasa, what is the Kohen all worried about? Parnasa, I can't make a living doing this. Where's my Parnasa going to come from? I don't have land. I don't have agriculture. I don't have any property. The Shevet Levi, the Shevet Kohanim have nothing to bring the Beis Hamikdash. Don't worry. You'll have what to eat. I'm going to make sure Klal Yisrael will be successful. They'll give truma. You'll have what to eat. And you'll have land also. Vishavtem lovetach bi'artzichem. You'll have also a place to live. Don't worry about it. Levi, what is bothering Levi? Levi is in charge of the Israeli Defense Force. They're the ones who are in charge of security for Klal Yisrael. They're the gatekeepers. You'll be successful. You're in charge. You're afraid that you don't have the same population growth. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. And then we come to the rest of Klal Yisrael. The rest of Klal Yisrael, this is something which I struggle to understand the depth of what, why specifically, I'll leave it for you to figure out over Shabbos, the depth of why the next three psukim that is given to the Yisrael is miyuchid for the remainder of Klal Yisrael. V'achaltem yoshon noishon. That whatever you have, as it will get better with age, the food will be a bracha in the old. V'yoshon mibnei chodosh toitziu v'nasati mishkani b'soichechem v'lo yisigal mafshi eschem. Hashem will put his mishkanim within you and he will not detest you. V'hesalachti b'soichem v'yisilachem lukim. These are more general blessings. Okay, these are general blessings which really apply to the entire Klal Yisrael and applies to the Yisraelim. Ani Hashem lukich ma'asher otzeisi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim b'yos lehem avodim v'eshbar ma'otosu lukim v'yileich eschem koinim b'yos. I will take you in an upright way. So this year it's very special. We don't always have when Parshas Bahar and Parshas Pirukos are separated. Normally it's not separated. So who are you giving the fifth Aliyah to? To Yisrael! He finishes off Parshas Bahar and he overflows, he runs into Parshas Pirukos. But this year we break it up, and by breaking it up, we are giving each one its appropriate blessing. Okay, now let's go to another idea in the Taichon. Now this idea we have to work out together. Okay, it's a very interesting idea. I came across this idea, the difference between the word keri and the word bikeri. Taichon emphasized, we mentioned the idea of Torah, amelin b'Torah, at the end of the Taichon, the word mi'ila, which is part of the principle of Mi'ila, of Amelus, B'Torah, Shloi Berchu, B'Torah Tchila. But there's another major, major theme that goes through the entire Teichacha, and that is Keri. What is Keri? Keri means chance, a mikra. There is no Hashgacha Pratis. Everything that happened knew it was meant to be, it's chance, occurrence. There's nothing you can do to change Hashem's plan. Don't even try. An attitude, an ideology where there's no hashgacha pratis. Everything that happens in this world is just a matter of chance occurrence. This really is the ideology of Amalek. Amalek is asher korcha baderech. The essence of Amalek is you go through the path of life. The derech, it's just korcha. Everything that happens is just chance, just a monopoly. It's just, it's just a lottery. It's a lot random. This chaos. There's no such thing as hashgacha pratis, and it's a very, very big nisayon. That's why the whole focus of the geula is to wipe out timche ezeichra molek, a person has to, it's very, very hard to live with the principle that's not true. Everything that happens is hashgacha pratis. And the Teichacha emphasizes this over and over again. However, when it does emphasize this, it keeps on changing or between the word carry and big carry. What is the difference grammatically between the word carry and big carry? So the answer I saw in a very beautiful sefer says that it's like the word, the difference between the word bias and bibias. What does it mean, a bias? A house. You walk in the street. Oh, look at that. There's a beautiful house. Where am I? I'm on the highway. I'm driving down, cruising down. Ooh, there's a house over there. There's a nicer one over there. This one's not so nice. You walk down the street. Ah, they built a new condominium, a new building. Ah, a bias. Where are you? I'm on the street. I don't live here. I live somewhere over there. And then there is bias. What does it mean, bias? I'm in the house. This is me. This is my identity. This is where I live. A person starts out, everything in this world is behashkocha pratis. There is no hester upon it. But then, as we go through life, we are challenged. We have nisyonos. And it's sometimes we stop and think, you know, maybe I'm still holding, I'm still recognizing this hashgacha process, but you know, there's a bias. Look, there's such a principle in this world. There are millions of people in this world that are non-believers. Or even if they're believers, they're not 100%. And they'll tell me, and everything is just random. Bias. This carry. And then Rachmana Litzlan, if a person doesn't catch himself, he doesn't recognize, doesn't put on the brakes, and he slips, he falls into the slippery slope syndrome. And he gets used to this, it could very well be that he enters into that bias. It's no longer traveling, being hoylech, with carry, but it's big carry. It becomes part of your thinking, part of your ideology. And Ribbono Shel Olam deals with us mida kineged mida. So look how it all starts. And I'll just read you how the whole sequence of events. Teicha begins, if you not going to do the mitzvahs, so Hashem says, v'nasati fana b'chem. Okay, first we start off where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sends us some warning signs, and there are some punishments. The earth will not produce produce, the heavens will not produce rain. You'll be worn out. Okay, that's the end of the first section. And then is where all the trouble really begins. And the Pasuk Chof Aleph begins, you don't get it. If you don't get the message, you've not been amelim mitoyev, you've not been meticulous in your observance of mitzvahs, then and I punish you, and you ignore all of the signs of punishment, and what do? V'imtelchu imi carry. It doesn't say big carry, so we're still in the beginning. Carry. You walk on this, oh look, there's a house across, it's not my house, but I see it. It's getting worse. So then Hashem says, I'm going to give you more punishment. Hashem is still acting with hashkoch. I'm going to give you a zetz. Sheva kechata seichem. V'shlachti v'chem eschayas asada v'chulu v'chulu. And then what happens? We still don't get it. So how? What happens? V'im be'ela lo sivosru li. And you continue v'halachtem imi carry. We're still holding at carry. Not yet the big carry. So now Hashem says, I had enough. First, you were misbehaving, I punished you. Then, you entered into the madrega of carry. I punished you. You didn't get the message. You continue to be in a state of carry. So you know what Hashem says? This is very frightening. V'holachti af ani imochem bikeri. If you continue to maintain the course of keri twice, now I am going not to reciprocate with keri, I'll also look at you with my level number one keri. V'holachti af ani imochem bikeri. Now you say it's not fair. Zelo fair. Because we only are behaving with Hashem with carry. And Hashem is reciprocating with big carry. It is fair. Because we didn't do it once. We already did it twice. Carry squared. We already did carry. So now Hashem for the first time is entering into the picture of big carry. Almost to give you, you know what it almost implies? Is that maintaining a lackadaisical attitude for a long, sustained period of time is even worse than behaving with an outright rebellion for a short period of time. If Hashem is responding to us, big carry, when we've only done carry, it's not fair. Afani, the answer is no, Hashem is rachmanas on us. We're even worse. For a person to maintain for a long period of time, carry, that's not as bad as big carry, that's only in the middle, but yet there's an element that's even worse because it's sustained for the period of time. Now Hashem, for the first time, he punishes big carry. Now what happens? Hashem makes more punishment, and then we'll go further. And now we reach a really very great low. V'halachtem imi bikeri. Now we've sung to a new low. We started off no carry. Then we had carry level one, carry two, and now we're at bikeri. What does Hashem say? Oh, if you're upping your game, I'm going to up my game. V'halach v'halachti imachem b'chamas carry. We have the beis, the prefix, but it's not just anymore Hashem is carry. Hashem now is a chamas of carry. Okay, that's very frightening. So that's like carry on steroids, because the beis goes on the word carry also, and there's a b'chamas. And then it lists all of these horrible punishments, and then we wind down. Then it goes through all these are really all the extremes of this section over here. When we reach the new low, when we come to a madrega of, we come to the madrega of a big carry, that's really, we've reached the ultimate low. And here Hashem really lays it on thick, all the way to the very end of the Teichacha. And then we come to the very, very end. And we confess. And look at the confession. V'hizvadu esavoinam v'esavoina avoisam b'malam asher mo'alu vi v'af asher holchu imi bikeri. The end of the Teichacha, we reflect the entire process. We reflect, we'd say vidui for avoinam. Now see, here we have all the different words. I focused in the beginning on the word mi'ila, but look at all the words together. We have vizvadu es avoina. Okay, that's one avera. That's one level. Avoina voisam is even a higher level, which means you've continued, you sustained the sins of your forefathers. And then we come to a third madrega, bimalom asher mo'aluvi, and then the ultimate worst madrega, vi'af asher holchu imi bikeri. And then Hashem says, "Af ani elech imam bikeri." And then here it's a little more. Here we don't have. See here it could be. See here I think over here what it means is that this is really the ultimate punishment, because here it says, "Af ani elech imachem bikeri." See Hashem already. We're using the word. This is not before when we went carry twice. Hashem responded with the word v'holachti af ani imochem. Here it doesn't say the word v'holachti, it says eilech imam. Eilech imam is more direct than the word v'holachti. It's a much greater intensity. See, the Hashem's responses go from v'holachti afani. I'm not the only one. I'll bring my malachim with me. Hashem is in the background. Bikari. The second madrega was bachamas keri, but it's not, doesn't put the bays by the word keri. It's by the chamas. And here is the third level of Hashem, where Hashem says eilech imam bikari. It's the most direct possible. And then comes to the end, and then Baruch Hashem has rachmanis upon us, and then the teicha is over. So the point I want to make over here is, it's truly, truly fascinating to look here how the word is used, keri, bikeri, our behavior versus Hashem's response. We start off without the attitude of keri. Then we come to a level of keri. And then we sin by repeating it a second level. And then we come to a greater intensity of bikeri. And then we come to even a greater level of where it says we have avoinam avoinavoisam b'malma shemalu v'afa shaholchim v'keri gesundheit. We take the word keri and we superimpose it upon all of our other sins. That's even a higher madrega. And zeh l'uma zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind. Hashem first starts out without the word keri. Then Hashem begins, after we repeat keri twice, Hashem gives us a big keri, but in a lighter form, v'holachti. Then Hashem ups his game with bachamas keri, and then Hashem says, eilech imam big keri. So the lesson is, hashkocha pratis is where it's all at. That's where the whole toichicha swivels around one thing only. The ability to recognize everything that happens in this world and everything that happens in a person's life is with Bahashkocha Pratis. And it's so easy to make that mistake. And the tragedy of making the mistake is not just that you lose insight to that moment. It puts you on a path where it only gets worse and worse and worse in losing focus with recognizing that Hashem is there. Okay, to wind down, I just want to include, we have over here the end of the parasha, the ultimate chizuk, and really what the ultimate chizuk is, not even the parasha, it's the Haftorah. Because the whole parasha that describes the horrors of the toichicha is really nothing more than a sickness, a choli. And the greatest nechama of this week's parasha is not when we say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. It's very, very nice. The greatest nechama, concluding the difficulty in going through the toichicha, is when you come to the Haftorah, and you come to the psukim first, where it says, Baruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, V'Hoyo Hashem, Miftachoy, V'Hoyo Ke'et Shosulo Mayim, the Al Yuval Yishalach Sharashav, Lo Yirek Yavichoim, Hoyo Aleo Anon, Vishnas Batsaris Lo Yidog, Velo Yomish Measos Peri. The ultimate bracha comes in the Chama, comes in the Haftorah, and where the Haftorah ends, Rifoeni Hashem Ve Rafe, Hoshieni Vivashea Ki Sihilo Siata. This really is the ultimate Nechama. The toichicha is a sickness. It's a choli hanefesh, and the bracha is to conclude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should heal us. The last yisoid to tell you is very, very short. The olam today is obsessed with finding segulos for every mishugas under the world, and one of the biggest things that we're obsessed with is a segula for shiduchim, okay, for grandchildren. For everyone is obsessed. What do people think about the whole day? Like zombies think about shidduchim, shidduchim, shidduchim. And people run to the other far ends of the earth, to kvarim. I've heard things that you never would believe what people do to find the segula for shidduchim. In this week's parasha, it gives you the simplest possible segula for a shidduch. It's the first pasuk. Im bichukosai teilech. If you will be on melim b'toyra. V'yes mitzvosai tishmiru. And you'll do the mitzvahs. Just be normal. You learn a daf gemara. You do the mitzvahs. Hashem says, you know what? If you're a melim b'toyra, you make a bracha on the Torah, you appreciate Hashem's gift. V'nosati, I'll give you parnasa. V'nosati gishmechem bi'itam. V'nos naretz yivula. V'eitz hasodeh. What do the words eitz hasodeh mean? You don't need to go to a Rashi. You don't need to go to a Zohar. You don't need to go to Meron to know the translation of the words, the Eitz HaSodeh. It's a pasuk. The pasuk in the Torah actually taught us the definition. We have a Perish Rashi in the Torah itself. Ki Ha'odom Eitz HaSodeh. The Torah itself tells you. The Torah itself translated how doesn't get better than this. It doesn't get better than this when the Torah itself provides you with a translation. The Eitz HaSodeh, Ki HaAdam, Eitz HaSodeh, Yitain Piryo, will give forth its fruit. What's the fruit of man? Children. To have children, you have to get married. Right, at least that's they taught us. Kindergarten, right? 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 Before you know anything about how the world works, how does a baby come into this world? You get married. That's all you need to know. All you need to know. And it's not true, right? It's not true. That's all you need to know. The Eitz HaSodeh Yitain Piryoi. Ki Ha'odem Eitz HaSodeh. You'll have children. You'll have children. Having children means you'll get married. The men won't be a shilch crisis. And how do you zoche to this segula? You have to go to Meron? You have to go to a kever you never heard of, a rebbe you never heard of before. It's somewhere in the middle of Poland. Zakonis Lefarsh, to go there, people come back and tell you, Muftach, Boduku Minusif. You go there and you put a kvittel, you'll get whatever you want. That's what you have to do to have a segula? Yeah, you have to go and give a lot of money to some organization you never heard of before? Do all, carry a ring, wear rings around your neck? I mean, the ring has around that round, it's etched, in you get two ones. Someone told me. There are two. If you have this ring, then it's a segula. There's a cheaper one. It costs $60 because the letters inside of the shemois is not ksav ashuris. But for $260, there's a mumche that makes it with ksav ashuris. And you should be told in the mikvah. You also told in the mikvah, and you have to say it to this is what you need. These are the segulas that you need. Out of your mind, it says here. In bichosai teilech, yes, in society tishmir, lasis masav, let's get from you to am parnasa, venasas yivula, ve eitz hasada, adam eitz hasada, yitim piryo. What happened to us? What happened to the society? I don't know. But the ultimate brachas are found here in this week's parsha, when bizoicha, to bracha, veloy leklala, lechayim, veloy lemodes, lesoiva, veloy lerozoi, a gun shabbos, a good Shabbos and Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek.